This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the topic of fake news has been brought up. As we know, Hillary Clinton had talked about it at a retiring party for Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. Want to talk to you guys about fake news and where this could possibly be going. One of our callers, our listeners, called in. I'll be playing her clip in a little bit about personality disorders as we were talking about relationship issues. And, I notice she did well, but I notice a lot of people, you know, ask about narcissism, histrionic. And I don't think I've ever reviewed with you all the different personality disorders. And there's a chance that you may actually be with somebody who has a personality disorder. And there's cluster A, cluster B, cluster C. So I figured, you know what, we should probably get everybody up to speed on these. Not that I want you to diagnose your partner, but it's kind of interesting to know who you're with so you can understand why sometimes you get certain obstacles. We find out that Macy's is going to stop funding Planned Parenthood. We'll tell you why and how that could play out. Usually when somebody stops funding Planned Parenthood, they get very, very ugly and they get Congress involved. So I'm not sure where that's going to go. About a week or two ago, there was a story that white wine could help increase skin cancer risk. I definitely want to go through that with you guys, make sure that you understand where that came from. And 12 things that could be messing with your sperm. Fox News luckily gave us a whole list of things that could be an issue if you are unfortunately suffering from infertility. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so fake news, let's get started. This is to me kind of ironic because what's been happening is on Facebook and social media, and many of us have fallen victim to this, an article pops up. And that article looks so real that we believe it. You know, I mean, the other day, about a week ago, my son said during the recount, Trump got more votes than he originally had. And I couldn't find that on any source, and so I said, well, that's fake news. And it turns out, actually, in one of the states he did, I think Wisconsin, he did actually have, you know, they found more votes in his favor. But the point I'm making is we are constantly juggling between what is true news and what isn't. Now, what brought this all to light is Pizzagate. Now, I guess Pizzagate, all right, is supposed to be a theory in which when John Podesta's emails were leaked by WikiLeaks, there were, I guess, from what is being alleged, there were these certain messages or coded messages that are referring to human trafficking that tied in a number of pizzerias in Washington, D.C., and tied in members of the Democratic Party to a child sex ring. Now, I hadn't been following that story. I had absolutely no idea until somebody ran into a police or a pizzeria, right? I believe wielding a gun. And, when you look at this, you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. So Hillary Clinton, you know, said something, and obviously she has a pulpit, you know, at a Harry Reid function. I don't blame her for, you know, wanted to speak out then. There's been a lot of, you know, discussion. Well, why is she talking about this at a Harry Reid party? Although Harry Reid obviously, you know, isn't completely immune to making comments as well. But Clinton said this is not about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk. So a gunman briefly occupied a Washington Pizza establishment, okay? And he had mentioned, the reason why he did it, his motive, were these reports of child sex trafficking that were linked to former Secretary of State. So I don't know if there's truth to that story. I you know, some people believe it to be true in terms of, I don't know. I haven't been following it, so I really don't know. It sounds ridiculous at the odds, you know, from the start. But again, I don't know. Weird things happen. And so I really can't comment on that. But the trend is that these are these stories that build and build and build, and people believe them. And maybe they are true. And the reason why the average consumer, the average reader, the average listener, right, or you or I, are so confused is because when we go to a normal news source and a normal news site, they're spewing BS. I can't tell you how many times we've been listening to liberal media come up with the most ridiculous, statements. And we are starting to look at mainstream or liberal media as fake. So it's drawing people to these other sources where they think they're going to finally get the facts. And I don't know if any of us are getting any of the facts. Of course, I trust Fox News. I have a lot of faith in CNN. MSNBC slowly is getting their act together. But it's very, very frustrating because we have all these opinion pieces. And even on Fox News, true, it's a lot of opinion. So those of you that don't like Fox News, I understand why. You don't like the opinion part of it. So where is the news source that just goes, look, this is what happens? I like listening to AP Network News. I like listening to the news that I hear on my show that, comes on every hour. You know, just some basic, this is what the Pentagon did, this is what this did. That's the type of news I like. But for some reason, news started to turn into a lot of opinion pieces. And so people get mad, right? People are getting mad that they have to listen, that they have to listen to all this quote unquote, the music is coming on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial-raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs, for all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're going to take a sidestep from the whole fake news thing because there's a lot I got to teach you today, especially about relationships and personality disorders, and we want to get it all in. First, let's go to the phone lines and get to some of the calls that we received before we get into this. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Relationships and when to break up. And I would say, speaking in medical terms and science, half the population has an insecure attachment, which these people have personality disorders, like enmeshment, engulfment, all of these things which cause people to go back and forth in a relationship, I think you need to apply the science when you discuss relationship issues and problems, because these issues are not being talked about. Our courts are full of cluster B personality disorder people who are high conflict. That's what you have when you have issues. I went through this myself. I'm in my early 50s having realized that my whole life I was attracted to narcissists like my mother, which made it always a push-pull relationship, unavailable, emotionally unavailable, you name it. My name is Ruth, and hopefully you'll take my comments. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Ruth. I appreciate it. You know, you bring up a very, very good point with personality disorders. And by the way, about 10 to 15% of the people have been diagnosed with personality disorders that we are exposed to. And those are people that were diagnosed. My guess is that number is a lot higher. And so, by the way, I like narcissists too. I think narcissists are just very sexy. I think a lot of us are attracted to narcissists. But I like how you brought this up because I think a few years back, I taught many of my listeners about the different sorts of personality disorders. But I think now is a good time as any to review. We were talking about relationships the other day and why a lot of relationships and a lot of marriages may be hanging on by a thread. And that subject came up because one of my listeners, his mother-in-law, may be moving in with them. She's getting to that age where she can't afford to live on her own. She can't work and support herself. Social Security is enough to support her. So she may be moving in with them. And he thinks it's going to destroy the marriage. So we talked about, is the marriage destroyed because it's already weak, or can one mother-in-law destroy a marriage? Which I'm torn. I'm really, really torn on what the answer to that is. But a topic had come up on, relationships and how many relationships may be holding on by thread. Maybe you guys are staying together. People are staying together because it's too much of a pain in the butt to get divorced. You know, going through a divorce is miserable. Just easier to stay together. Just not be intimate and sleep in separate bedrooms. And that's not a marriage. That's not fun. You're not having fun, but a lot of people go, you know what, it's just easier. Others think, you know what, I'll never want to be with somebody, you know, in that deep, long-term relationship. So let me stick with what I got. How many of you, and let's be honest, how many of you who are in a relationship, when you get mad and you think about leaving, you stop and go, wait a second, I may not be able to put up with anybody? I would say 95% of you think that way. Or you think, they may not be able to put up with me. I've thought that way many times. Who on God's earth would want to be married to me? Luckily, I got my husband when I was young and skinny and good looking and my breasts were perky. All right, because I got him hooked then. But now, nobody's going to want my big butt and thunder thighed, cellulite, baggage. Nobody's going to want that. And that's not even including any personality disorder. So, when we look at the relationships, as Ruth, the caller, had said, we may need to look at the science of it. So what is some of the science to our relationships? Well, let's go to the DSM. The DSM, all right, offers personality disorder dissertations. And the DSM is our Bible when it comes to psychiatry. And personality disorders, all right, either come as where your thinking pattern is really distorted. Those are serious. Okay, those are in the cluster A, which we'll talk about. The second type is your emotional responses are different. The way you react, okay, the way you respond to something. So your cluster A that has to do with, you know, the way you think, your thinking strategy is distorted. Those are your paranoid, schizoid, schizotypal personalities. Not to be confused with schizophrenic. We're talking about personality disorders and not psychotic disorders. Personality disorders have to do with the way your personality is. And so a paranoid, the way you think like, oh my gosh, that spider's going to come out and kill me. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I really think spiders sit there and plan. I don't think there's anything wrong with that sort of thinking, by the way. Anyway, so your cluster B, the more dramatic emotional responses, that's where you got your narcissistics, your histrionics, your borderline, your antisocials, okay? Then you have your impulse control type of personalities. These are the ones, the impulse, like obsessive compulsive, avoidant, dependent. Those are those cluster C personalities. And we can actually live with cluster C easier than we can live with cluster B and easier with cluster A. But cluster B happens to be your most common. So when we go to the DSM, they talk about the clusters, okay? So cluster A, the odd, eccentric, they call it cluster. And, these people, socially awkward, a lot of social withdrawal, those that have paranoid, schizoid personality disorder, they don't want to be stimulated by the outside that could cause them to demonstrate their eccentric personality. Like me too, I will not go to a spider farm. Do not get me anywhere near spiders. Okay, because I'm a little paranoid. Now, just because you have a paranoia does not mean you have a paranoid personality disorder. Paranoid personality disorder is distrustful of a lot of things. They also can be suspicious of other people. Remember, paranoia is, or being paranoid, is an action. Having a personality disorder is a lot more generalized. So according to the DSM, people with that disorder assume that others are going to hurt them. They think they're going to be taken advantage of. They think they're going to be humiliated when there's no reason for them to. So they keep a distance away from others. They may also hold on and brood and hold on, have grudges, etc., because they want to keep reminding themselves that they're going to be hurt by this other person when that's not, they could be highly litigious. They could distort some thinking. So a paranoid personality disorder is not just somebody afraid of heights, somebody afraid of spiders. It's somebody who is afraid of other people. Okay? Schizoid personality disorder. They want to be alone. They don't take a lot of pleasure in life. They're loners, okay? They don't really attach. They don't want to be attached. They seem to be a lot more aloof, all right? Something happens that you would think that have a response to. They seem to be kind of oblivious to what's going on. They may not have a lot of facial expressions, gestures, etc. This is rare. Now, some of you may be thinking, well, wait a second. There's many autistic adults out there that may display that aloof lack of social cues. Yes, autism, adult autism, may demonstrate that as well, but that doesn't mean they're schizoid. Schizoid personality disorder is a little different. Schizotypal, okay, or type, schizotypal personality disorder, or schizotypal, however you pronounce it. Okay, again, limited. All right. They are very uncomfortable in social settings. They seem to be cognitively distorted. They may, let's say, see things that other people don't. They may notice like flashes of light. They may see shadows and be a little bit more afraid when that just doesn't exist. They may have a lot of superstitions that are beyond what we are superstitious about. So let's say you don't want to walk under a ladder. All right. That's kind of social norm. But let's say you don't want to let one sunflower seed fall on the ground. Because if that sunflower seed falls on the ground, your life is going to be ruined. That's a lot more exorbitant. That's a lot more dramatic. So with the schizotypal, you will see that, okay, in families where people have schizophrenia. They may not be full-blown schizophrenia. Remember, schizophrenia falls under a psychosis where they actually lose, right, reality. They lose touch of reality. But you may see it in families where that is a tendency. Now, when we come back, we're going to be hitting the more common personality disorders like the narcissistic, the histrionic. These are very, very common. Many of us have dated. Many of us have been in relationship with people. And
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So now we're going to hit the personality disorders. All right, let's start with antisocial. Now remember, the personality disorders, these are the cluster B. They're a lot more common. They include the borderline, narcissistic, histrionic, antisocial. These are ones where it seems to be the most common. When we're in the cluster B, we're looking at people who are more manipulative, They're more the players. They're more the, it's, and these are very much so in our daily relationships. Antisocial, though, is a little bit more abrupt. These, you can even see these, it's rare to see personality disorders in kids, but this one I could pick up on in a kid right away. Because in an antisocial personality disorder, you will see it start as a kid. And these kids may be the ones that just like to torture animals. Okay? Or they like to set fires. Okay, now, a lot of kids love playing with matches. Matches and fires and rockets, and that's fun. That is exciting. But when they purposely want to see something burn, and you see your kid go, burn, baby, burn, and it's like one of your mother's favorite dresses, that kid could be an antisocial. Okay? And these antisocial personalities are, it's kind of interesting because people think, wait a second, antisocial. We were just talking about the cluster A. They're antisocial because they don't want to be among people. For some reason, don't ask, that confused me also. Antisocial, these are people with legal issues. These are people that do hostile acts. So they, by antisocial meaning, it's not that they want to avoid, so you know, we'll say, oh man, he's totally antisocial, doesn't want to go out with us. That's not how they're using this term. Antisocial is they are against society. Okay? That's how you have to look at that one. They don't care about property. They don't care if they're setting fires. They don't care if they're killing somebody. They don't, you know, a lot of them are in trouble with the law, obviously. They have a reckless disregard for others. They don't care if they're in a dangerous or risky situation. They'll act impulsively. They have no problem telling their boss to go blank. Don't seem to be remorse with accidents. Take little or no responsibility for their actions. They are people that don't really fit the society norm. And there are a lot of people, I mean, you know, if you think back and there was one kid who always got in trouble. And a lot of times when we were growing up, that was before crack. So we couldn't say it was a cocaine-induced, you know, mental disorder that these babies are born with. There were people out there, and I remember this as a kid, that just literally got off on doing harm and being destructive. Those are the ones that are antisocial. And you find yourself in a relationship with this type of person, you have got to run. Now, the histrionics, those are a handful, okay? Having a histrionic, okay, as your spouse is a tough one. They're very attention-seeking, and they have a lot of excessive emotionality, they call that. And their lives just seem to be full of drama. Right? They just, I mean, there's just always drama that follows them. Either they seek it out or it follows them. We don't know. And they always have to be the center of attention. Now, I know some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, well, that's you. You love to be the center of attention. I do. I love to perform. Wanting to perform and wanting to make people laugh cannot be, though, confused as histrionic. Okay? And I'm not saying that because I don't want to be diagnosed with a personality disorder. Lord have mercy, I have definite issues that I've been very, very vocal about, but somebody who loves to be the life of the party, that extrovertedness does not necessarily mean that they're histrionic, and I have to specify that because I don't want you going home and calling your husband or your wife, you know, who does public speaking for a living, a histrionic, okay? They're very flamboyant, they're very theatrical, all right, but this is how you could tell a histrionic. They're very seductive many times, very flirtatious, and they do that because they are trying to draw attention. It's like electricity. You know when you see some of these superhero movies where they're trying to draw their power from a variety of sources? A histrionic, if they're not getting attention one way, they will continue down a path to get that attention by other means, and many inappropriate and flirtatious. Now, yes, I like to flirt. When there are cops around, I will turn into the biggest histrionic because I just love cops. But for my everyday life, no, I don't. And I mean, honestly, do I really, really flirt with the cops? No, I don't. Because knowing them, they'll be like, you know what, lady? Okay, you're scaring me. You are too old for my taste. I'm taking you to jail. So, but when you see them start to flirt with you and use seduction to get what they want, there's something wrong there. Also, their emotional expression is very vague and shallow. So you may be like, you know what, this person really, really, really cares. That's not a histrionic. But somebody that's like, oh no, this person has cancer. We need to all do this. And they just seem to be very shallow with the way they're trying to, that could be somebody that's histrionic. Also, they embarrass their friends and acquaintances a lot. Why? Because they are, again, they are trying to get attention. Once they run out of stuff, then they start to, unfortunately, do negative things to maintain that attention. They could also be very flighty. They could be very fickle. And that could really hurt relationships. A histrionic, on the other hand, as opposed to the cluster A, doesn't like to be alone. If they are alone, they are more depressed. They have to be around others. Now let's look at the narcissist. Now, we spent time talking about the narcissist when the liberal media was accusing Donald Trump of being a narcissist. Now, you could have narcissistic tendencies, and these narcissistic tendencies, all right, may allow people to be as successful in business, become CEOs. I don't know if Steve Jobs was considered a narcissist, but sometimes that's what it takes to get to where you need to be. Just like you may have to have some histrionic potential in order to be a good entertainer. Because you have to want that entertainment so bad, you want that attention so bad that you don't care if you mess up on the stage. And you draw from anything negative to turn it into a positive. So there may be some histrionic features. That doesn't mean they have a histrionic personality disorder. So now moving on to narcissism. Narcissistic people with those personality disorders have a sense of self-worth, a sense of entitlement that isn't deserved. Okay? If a president walks into the room, a president of a country, okay, walks into the room appearing narcissistic, that's not considered narcissistic personality disorder. He's a president of a whole entire country. I mean, you know that, but somebody that's, you know, has not accomplished anything, wants to walk into the room and have an entourage, that's an issue. They may have fantasies of unlimited success and power. So a narcissist could be somebody, and it could be dangerous, but let's say you tick somebody off. And they turn around and they go, do you know who I am? Do you know the power that I have? Do you know what I could do? Somebody like that doesn't have it. Because anybody with power, as we've learned from all these mafia shows, they keep it quiet. And they strike very quietly. But somebody very vocal about that, that's narcissism. They also think they have stunning beauty and superior intelligence. Okay, I do that. Listen, I do that because I, you know, why not? You guys can't see me. I could act like the biggest babe out there. So why not? But that doesn't mean I really, really think that. Okay, they also believe they are special and deserve special treatment. That's a biggie. Right? You know, I'm Dr. Dahlia, so I shouldn't have to wait in line. That's narcissistic. You're arrogant, you're haughty. If you don't get that acknowledgement, you're in trouble. When we come back, more. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, it sounds like some of you guys are learning something, so I don't want to quit, because this may be one of the very first times my show actually taught you something. And you know what, guys? That's not very nice, because I've been teaching you guys a lot, but apparently this subject people are listening to. Somebody does feel that his wife is a histrionic, wants to know what to do. Somebody else had suggested that their boyfriend is narcissistic. So I'll tell you guys what to do, but I just have to finish with some of these other personality disorders. So you guys have learned the whole, you got the whole gestalt of what's going on here. Really quickly here, a borderline personality disorder. If you are in a relationship with a borderline personality disorder, you are going to have problems. These borderline personality disorders are out there a lot more than you think. And they have a lot of unstable emotions or moods that could shift very quickly. They also have a hard time calming down once they have become upset. Now, how many of you have been in a relationship with somebody like that? I can't tell you how many times. They may have angry outbursts. They may engage in impulsive behavior, such as substance abuse, risky sexual liaisons, self-injury, overspending, or binge eating. Now, those of you who are very well-versed on my show may say, that sounds a little bit like manic, you know, bipolar. And the manic part of bipolar, absolutely. But the difference between a quote-unquote manic depressive or somebody with bipolar is they can have both opposite spectrums. This falls under a personality disorder. And they, remember, a lot of this can blend. They may exhibit certain aspects. It doesn't necessarily mean they would fall under a bipolar disorder versus they may blend. Okay, so bravo for finding the similarities. But these personality disorders, it's not just as opposed to with bipolar where, boom, they'll go on a bing. These are things that may define their personality. This may be something that continually happens, that they continually go to. They see the world polarized, oversimplified, black or white, all or nothing. They may appear to be more harsh. They may think it's either all good or all bad. They may have an unstable sense of their self. They may frequently change careers, change relationships. They just aren't happy in one place. They may change where they live, life goals, etc., and not a lot of preparation for the family. But this all or nothing thinking. Now, again, be careful, because I'm sure a lot of us are in relationships with people who politically maybe all or nothing. That doesn't necessarily mean they're borderline. We're talking about not just politics. We're talking about everything. But when you are with somebody that has this all or nothing thinking, they are very difficult to be in a relationship with. Now, I need you all to be very, very careful. Because I'm going into these personality disorders, I do not want you to go home and diagnose your partner. These personality disorders are very deep, and they are very serious diagnoses. Just because somebody may act narcissistic at times, or act histrionic, okay, or, you know, sometimes have issues of mania, or may appear borderline, does not mean you need to take it upon yourself to start diagnosing. You improperly diagnose somebody, and many of you do. I know. You guys learn a term. I can't tell you how many times I've had patients come in, say, yeah, my wife's bipolar. Okay, was she diagnosed? Is she on medication? No, I just know she is. You got to be careful with that, okay? Somebody that's diagnosed can have treatment. There's ways to approach it. But you can't just start diagnosing everybody with this. Just like people are diagnosing Trump with narcissism. The cluster C's. These are a lot more common than you think as well. Not as common as the cluster B's, but your cluster C's are the ones that are more anxious. Like, you'll have some people who have avoidant personality disorder. These are people that can never be rejected, can never be criticized. So they always feel inadequate. They are so afraid
that people are going to criticize them or ridicule them or bully them or talk about them, that they will not go into social situations. They will avoid interactions with others. Very limited social life. So some of you will say, well, that could be a agoraphobic, where somebody doesn't want to go into social situations. Yes, they can't blend. That can't blend. Somebody that's phobic of social situations may have a personality disorder. However, just because you fear one type of event doesn't necessarily mean that's a whole sort of personality disorder. If somebody with agoraphobia can still go into a store and go shopping or still go in, then that, they may not have a full personality disorder. Dependent personality disorder. Many of us have been in relationships with a dependent. Dependent personality disorder is where you have a strong need to be taken care of by other people. All right, this need to be taken care of, all right, or losing the support of others makes you very clingy. And many times you will make improper decisions because other people could feed on that. In order to avoid conflict, you may not stand up for yourself. You may fear, you know, losing a relationship and then be vulnerable to being abused or manipulated, etc. So these dependent personalities, although some people out there prefer, you know, somebody like that, it's not very healthy for you. Obsessive compulsive, we talked about, where you're preoccupied with certain rules and protocols, and, you know, you won't leave the house without going through a whole routine. Mind you, for those of us who are Dallas Cowboy fans, whatever we did 13 weeks ago to start this, you know, run that we've had where we're now 11-1, okay, that's fine. I will give you that. It is not being obsessive compulsive, okay? For me, it's I go to the bathroom, I run out of a roll of toilet paper, run to get another roll of toilet paper, finish going to the bathroom, and then I go and watch the game. And it's worked now 11 times in a row. It has worked 11 times in a row. I'm not being obsessive compulsive. All right, so let's stop here and talk about what happens if you are in a relationship with any of these personality type disorders. Okay, well, as you see, I'm sure there is not one of these that I brought up that you guys could not relate to, either with yourself or with somebody you've been in a relationship with. If you love that person so much that you don't care that they go through a routine, that you don't care that they have, issues with going out in public, okay? You know, if you're with that person, then you accommodate. Just like you accommodate for somebody that has psoriasis and may not be able to wear a strapless gown, or somebody that has obesity, or somebody that has irritable bowel syndrome. All right, you know, you accommodate, and that is very, 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 very good and very cool of you. However, if you are in a relationship with somebody that is hurting you, that is constantly in a state of conflict where nothing you do, all right, pleases them, and you have to spend hours calming them down, get them help. Get anybody help that needs help. All right? And if they don't want to go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist because that makes them mad, ask them to go to the doctor with you for your personal issues. Say, I'm going to the doctor. Can you come with me? I like it when you're with me. Why do I have to come with you? Just when you come with me. Then when you go to the doctor, all right, and they're examining you, and the doctor asks you about sleep or whatever, say, I don't know, we're doing good, me and my wife are doing good, but, there's some concerns, there are things keeping me up at night. Then hopefully the medical provider goes, well, what's keeping you up at night? I don't know if my wife's happy. I don't know if this. Slowly start to bring it out. If she feels like it's an intervention and she's being ambushed, all right, that could be a problem. But if you can't get her into a medical provider any other way, or get him into a medical provider any other way, sometimes that's the only way to do it. Have them come to the doctor when you're going. Many of these people, they really do need help. And you can't let it affect you to the point where you get sick. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. We're right back.
Rebel. My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.